Okay, we're on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Masech Kedushin. I wanted to start. Okay, just to go over quickly the Shaklat of our Gemara. Our Gemara says that why are we learning out Shlichus from Kachim and from Gerushin after all we have a Pasuk Nasi Echad, and we can learn out Shlichus from there. The Gemara says you cannot learn out Shlichus from there because that's a case of Chalukas Ha'aretz, the dividing of the land of Eretz Yisrael, that included dividing it to Ketanim, and that would mean that Ketanim are the Mishaleh, but Ketanim are not B'nai Shlichus Minu, so it cannot be that case, that cannot be the din, you can't talk about Shlichus. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Zechiah. The Gemara says, we can't be talking about Zechiah because it's like the Nichalei Be'gibbika, Samar Nichalei Be'har, and therefore cannot be a case of Zechiah. What is it? It's a case of Apotropos, and we have to understand what that means. But what emerges clearly from the structure of the Gemara is, when the Gemara points out that Nasi Echad could be Shlichus, no, it cannot be Shlichus because they're Ketanim, so therefore it must be Zachin. No, it can't be Zachin because it's a Chova. So that would clearly indicate my read from this Gemara, my takeaway from this Gemara is Shlichus does not equal Zachin. That is the takeaway because after all, if indeed Shlichus was Zachin, then the Gemara should not have entertained the possibility of Zachin after all the Haktanim, but that's not what the Gemara's objection was. The Gemara's objection was the Hachova, not the Haktanim. So that means Shlichus lav mitam. Zechiah lav mitam. Shlichus is a different mechanism, different process, and indeed that is exactly what the Ritva and the Rashba say in our Gemara. They make that clear. Shlichus Zechiah is not mitam Shlichus. What is it? How does it work? I don't know. I'm not sure how it works, but I do know it does not work midin Shlichus. That is the simple read of our Gemara. Yes, Ellie.
Are we saying that we're using Nasi Echad to teach Apotropos even by Nasi Echad? Because by Nasi Echad, you could say, oh, the children who are getting Chelek in Eretz Yisrael are being, their land is being washed over, whatever, by the Nasi, but he's also getting Chelek.
Right.
That's not regular Apotropos.
It's not, but we'll see. We have to get to the Apotropos piece. We haven't got to the Apotropos piece. We're still in the Shlichus Zechiah, please. What?
So just to clarify, so Zachin is part of Shlichus. So that
it cannot be part of Shlichus.
No, I'm saying if it were, then we wouldn't even ask about Zachin, yeah?
If it were, yes. Then it can't be. You wouldn't get started with Zachin because it's Kaktanim, right? Exactly.
So why are you talking about the disproof that it's not, that it's the Hakova, not the Kaktanim?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm saying it would never,
therefore, Zechiah is not Midin Shlichus.
Right, but it's because, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. We wouldn't.
Okay,
have,
very wouldn't good. Right. Very good. Okay. Now, that is all fine and good, except I have a major, major position set up. A major position of Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rashi all over Shas, and Tosis all over Shas, all assume Zechiah is Midin Shlichus. And we're going to see one of those famous Tosin. Today, we're going to look at Tosin Ksuvis. We're going to develop, the Zechiah Midin Shlichus. We are not going to develop today how does Tosis deal with our Gemara. That we're not going to develop, but I want you to be aware that there's a very real alternative possibility. And let's start with Tosis. We're going to do Tosis relatively quickly, but I want to spend a little bit of time on this sugya of Ger Katan. So open up, please, the sheets where you have that discussion. So take a look at the Gemara Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, which is addressing that Ger Katan Matbilin Oso Al Das Bezdin. Is that if you have a Ger Katan that comes in, Ger Katan Lechora is not able to do Gerus because he has no Das. He needs Das to do Gerus. Nevertheless, Matbilin Oso Al Das Bezdin. The Gemara has a discussion. What's the Chiddush? Of course he can. The Gemara says it's the Chiddush is, yes, it's a Zchus to be a Jew. If you're a Katan, it's a Zchus. If you're already a Gadon, you're Tom the Isura, then it's not a Zchus. But as a Katan, it's a Zchus, Zchus Hulo, and Madbilin also Al Das Bezin. So take a look now at Tosis. Tosis I want to point out one Rashi over here, which is an interesting Rashi I just want you to hold on to for future reference. Says Taz Rashi, Al Das Bezdin. Rashi writes Al Das Bezdin. Im Ein Lo Av, if he doesn't have a father, the Imo Heviyosel is Gayer, and his mother is bringing him to be Mizgayer. He doesn't have a father, his mother's bringing him in. Matbilin. De Ein Lecha Ger Below Mila Utvila. He doesn't have Gerus that Mila Utvila, so he needs Tvila. Interesting as an aside, not for now, why we mention Tvila and not Mila, but okay. Al Das Bezin. Shlosha Yehu Bitvilaso. You need three Dayanim. Kedin Kol Tvilas Ger Shtrichim Gimel. Vehein nasin lo av. V'huger al yodeyem umago'o beyayin kosher. So there's a triple, a huge chiddush, multiple chiddushim in this Rashi. What's chiddush number one in this Rashi? So he doesn't have a father. His mother brings him in. Madilno sal ba'adas bezin v'hein. V'hein nasin lo av. They become for him like a father. Now, if I were to ask you, according to Rashi, which mechanism is the Bezdin operating within? What is the role of Bezdin
like
in what? Correct. Correct. Rashi seems to be invoking tier 3 of our Gemara. It's not Shlichus, and it's not Zochin, it's actually Apotropos. And Apotropos is a surrogate father, a surrogate guardian, and the role that Bezdin is playing over here is Hei Nasin Lo Av. And it's a role of apotropos. And that is going to have significant... you ask me, Akasha, what?
How does that
fit in with the words of the Gemara? Because what's the Gemara focused on? Zochin. The Gemara focuses on Zochin. So I, just again, thinking ahead, we're going to get to this. When we get to tier 3 apotropos, is tier 3 apotropos really tier 3? You have Shlichus is 1, and Zochin is 2, and apotropos is 3. Or is apotropos just a tweaking of Zachin? But it's within the world of Zachin. Either way, it's in other words, it might be within the world of Zachin. That might be borne out by what Menachem is correctly saying. And apotropos is just tweaking that, even though this has a tzadchova with the facility of apotropos, that cures the problem of tzadchova, but it's still a Zachin operation. But Rashi, by saying Vehein Aslan Av, is significantly telling us that this looks like an apotropos halacha. That's chiddush number one. What's chiddush number two? Rashi says that this goy, katan, ger katan, now becomes a Yisrael, and he gives a nafkamina. He gives a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina that he gives?
Touches wine.
Mago bayayin is kosher. If he touches wine, the wine can be drunk by a Jew. Of all nafkaminas that you could come up with, that this guy is now a Jew, what's the one that Rashi comes up with? Mago by Yayin Kosher. Why that one? By the way, is that a dindo rice or a dindo rabbana? That if a guy touches your, it's a dindo rabbana. Wow. So Rashi cites, of all the nafkaminas he could come up with, he cites a nafkamina drabbana that mago by Yayin Kosher. That is an interesting nafkamina to cite. Why not give me a nafkamina doraisa? Maybe. Because the gerus is only a gerus mide? Maybe. Maybe. Sneak previews. That's sneak previews as we get into Tais. Eved Kanani? What are you talking about Eved Kanani for?
Eved Kanani allowed to touch wine.
He should be allowed to touch wine. He should be allowed. I wouldn't call a Ger Katan an Eved Kanani. I wouldn't say that. So yeah!
Well, can't be...
Rookie.
He can't be Midoraisa because he didn't have Bris Mila yet.
No, he did have Bris Mila. Mila, Tefila is always the end. Mila and then Tefila. So it's Matbila and it's always Mila first. Okay, Rabosai, let us dive into Taisis quickly. It's a long Taisis, but we're going to knock it off in great haste. Okay? So says Taisis, Matbila osal das bez mishun de zuchusulo. V'tema, da zechia have mitam shlichus. Stop right there. I said I'm going to do it fast. I'm not going to do it fast. So what does Tosis just say? A bombshell. He says shlichus and zechia are the one, the same din. And then he says, Keva deschus hulo, anon sahadi de'ovid le shliach. We need to spend a little time on that. Could someone explain to me what is Tosis saying? Zechia is midin shlichus, and anon sahadi de'ovid le shlichus k'demuchach beper kamed above mitzvah. Who had their hands up? This is like a halfway.
I only on the first part, not on the.
Go ahead, Anand Sahadi. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think that what he just on a shot level that they that if someone can do shlichas, he's also able to do zechiyah.
Yeah.
That we wanted to be a shliach for the kid.
Yeah.
Because he has the schus, that's why we allow the shliach.
Yes. Yes, Rabose. Why is a katan lav bar shlichus? Why is a katan? I'm gonna put two possibilities here. Is a katan lav bar shlichus? Because shlichus is a halachic. One second. Shlichus is a halachic institution. It was given over with a statement of ish, for example, by Gittin. It says ish. And if you're not an ish, you can't be a shliach. You're mufka from shlichus. Possibly number one. Possibly number two is I don't have any problem with a katan being a shliach. No problem. There's no problem with a katan being or being a mishaleach. No problem. There is a problem, however, that a katan can't appoint a shliach. He doesn't have a problem with the institution of shlichus, but he has a problem with the appointment of a shliach. Because after all, to appoint a shliach, you need what kind of facility?
Das.
You need das. A katan is a lav bar das, and therefore lacks capacity for minui, for appointment. One second. Again, there's two ways of looking at this topic. Let me give you a mashal to explain what I'm saying. Rabbi says a gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yates. Very interesting gemara. Can a katan be married? Can a male katan be married? So the Gemara has a discussion on Daf Yutes, whether a katan can be married. Is a father allowed to set aside his katan boy that when this Ama Ivriya becomes emancipated, they'll be married? So the Gemara says, well, just like the father, to be married, he's a gadol, so maybe the katan has to be a gadol. Can a katan be married? And the Gemara is back and forth and says, ooh, I can come up with a case where a katan can be married. What's the case? The case is yibum. Let's say his brother died without children. And now you have this 10-year-old boy. Is a 10-year-old boy Roi Labia? The answer is yes. You need to be 9 years old to be Roi Labia, halachically. An 11-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy is Roi Labia. What do you need to consummate the Ishus of Yibum? You need beer. So the Shaila is, do you need Das for Yibum? You only need Das. You just need a Maisa beer. So if the Kutton engages in a Maisa beer, is he now a Daraisa Ish? To this Yavama. That's a Machlokas Rishon. That's a Machlokas Rishon. According to Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Yates, a katan can be a bav. Aye, he doesn't have das. For Yibum, you don't need das. And Tosis disagrees. Tosis says that whole Gemara needs to be relearned. Because Yibum does not require das. It needs a Maisabiyah. You did a Maisabiyah, you have an Ishus. Tosis says, no, you have to re-understand the Gemara. All it means, it doesn't mean the katan's married to the woman. All it means is she is now muteres to marry someone else, but they're not really, really married. She doesn't need even from the achicha gadol. And Tosis learns the Gemara differently. According to Rashi, can a katan be married?
Yes.
Yes. What is the problem in a katan getting married?
Yes.
Normally, getting married requires what?
Das,
but I have one type of marriage where it does not require das. Can a katan engage in it? Yes. So is the psul of a katan being married a psul that he cannot generate a maisa kiddushin? Or is it a psul that he cannot be married? So says Rashi, his psul is he can't generate a maisa kiddushin. But if I have yibum, by yibum, you can generate a maisa kiddushin without das, and a katan can do so. So I'm asking the same thing when it comes to shlichus. When it comes to shlichus, is the problem with a katan and shlichus that a katan xeris akasev is out of the parish of shlichus, or a katan can have shlichus, but what? He can't do a minui shlichus. So Tosis is taking a position. What's Tosis saying?
Answer?
Blurt it out!
That in this case, that we would consider Zachin an Zadi instead of his Das, and therefore that would be enough to appoint the
Zechia is Shlichus.
Correct.
A Katan's Chisar in Shlichus is what?
Is his
inability to do Minui. But if it's an absolute Zechus, then what do?
You appoint it for him.
We impute the Minui. We impute Minui on the Katan. Why? Because? Is there any reason to think he's not going to want this?
No.
Yes.
No.
Aren't Katanim Chayav in Lavin also?
Wait, stop. Slow down, Eli Rubin. Slow down. I want to give you a good recommendation. So slow down.
I was waiting for
something.
True.
So.
I think Rubin's going to see the list.
Comes along. So the chisaron is in the minui, but if this is an absolute schus, then the Torah comes in, or we come in. Desdin says, yes, he doesn't have das. We're going to supply the das, anan sahadi, and it's shlichus. So Tosa says, great, no problem, and that's a very, very nice chiddush. And therefore, Tos can say, Zechia is midin shlichus. So far, so good?
That means he's always that he's a god.
So he's learning, like, again, you don't have to link shlichus to kiddushin. But yes, you don't have to link, I'm just giving the kiddushin against them in the same camp. Yes, in the same svara. You don't have to say.
Yeah, but so why
did you
say by
Kiddushin that Tosos was Kiddushin might be a different issue.
Yeah,
the Psul Kiddushin might not be the same as Psul Shlichus. Yeah, but the Lump does. The
problem
does.
With Das and we're doing
no, it's not the same. It doesn't have to be the same.
By
Kiddushin, Tosos says he's Mufka from Kiddushin. Xeris HaKasim. By Shlichus, he's not Mufka from Shlichus. He's part of Shlichus, but he has a Chisar Minui, and he can solve the problem. It says Kikach Ish.
He's not an Ish.
Okay.
Since we're saying that he holds like number two, that he could be a shliach, but he doesn't have dot, then should it be, his only question is that he's a goy, no?
Let's see. Thank you, Noble. Thank you.
No, but that's the only question.
The imkain. Heyach zachin shh. Now, Tosis, so. Yes, your point is a fair point. Says Tos, Vim came, Heach Zachin Lakatan, Hallo, Ain Shlichus Lakatan, Kabim Be'ezu Neshev, the Ode, Dakati Ovichko Chavmu, Framina Hosam, the Katan Asilka Shlichus, Islai Zachim Drabon, Ovichkochom Losa Shlichus, Afil Zachim Drabon, Leslie. Now, I'm going to stop here for a second. There's a lot going on in this Tosis. So, Menachem raises a good issue, and Tosis raises two questions now. Tosis says, wait a second, you tell me a Katan has Shlichus? Because we fixed the meaning problem, but we learn elsewhere that a katan is labar shlichus. Now, what's our answer to that question? What are we already saying? It's not that he's a labar shlichus. He's a bar shlichus. He's a labar minui, and we can solve the problem. Okay, that is what I am saying. But Tos is not there yet. And then Tos says this ger katan is a goy, and as a goy, he's got a real problem. What's that? A goy cannot be a shliach, so he's still got these impairments. How can you tell me this is a geirus min haTorah? Because when this is all taking place, he's a katan goy, and therefore he's got two strikes against him, and in this world, one strike and you're out. And he's got two strikes. So that's the problem. Now, the katan strike, we have already at least partially dealt with. Because what are we saying? That you don't need das. There's a chisar in das, but a schus. is good. So if you look now, I'm jumping. I'm taking this toast out of order. But look to the bottom of toast, please. Look to the bottom. Actually, I'm not going to go to the bottom of toast just yet. Look at Tosis towards the bottom. You see what it says? Last word on the line is Digarsina. Do you see that about 8-9 lines up? Lufis Farm, just right on the side there in number 2. Because that's going to be Mahalach of Tosis number 2. And then what we're up to right now is going to be at Mahalach of Tosis number 1. Now before we get to 1 and 2, I'm going to take you on a very, very quick detour. And that detour is going to take me to a very important Gemara above Metziah Daf Ayin Aleph Mubeis, which you have in front of you. And please take a look at that Gemara. It's complicated, but not so complicated. Okay? So just stay with me. Especially, it's more complicated. You haven't seen it. But here's the case. We're going to have a little bit of an interesting case over here. You have a guy. You have a Jew 1, and you have a Jew 2. Okay, what the guy does is the guy lends money to Jew number 1. And now it's time to pay back. It's time to pay back. So, G1 is about to pay back to the guy, but J2 says, listen, I could use that money. Let me work it out that give me the money, and I'll pay back guy. There's only one problem over here, is that the guy loaned for $100. He's loaned $100. He's asking back $110. So there's a ribbis transaction over here. So the shaila is when the money now goes from J1 to J2, and now J2 is going to give back 110 to J1, but is that ribbis? Like, it's really what's happening is J2 is paying J1 110, and then it's going back to the guard. So is this a ribbis problem? That's the shaila. That's case number 1. Don't ask questions. It's simple. Case 2 is we're going to put J1 over here, and case 2, J1 lends to guard. J1 lends to guy, and now J2, it's time to pay back, and now J2 says to guy, I'd like to have that money, I'll pay back J1. So it's a similar kind of ribbis shaila, but a little different, because I'm going to go over now and
see. If the Jew asks for the ribbis, why is it a problem?
What?
If the Jew asks for it, why is it a problem?
I don't understand what you said.
It's one Jew to another Jew.
Yeah, so one Jew to another Jew, and it's transferring the ribbis, and you're saying, oh, the problem doesn't ribbis, but if the second Jew wants
the second case,
it can't be Michael on ribbis. There's no Michael on ribbis. If I say I agree to pay you ribbis, it's awesome.
With ribbis.
The second case,
but he's giving it. The first Jew is giving the second Jew the same amount of money that the second Jew is giving back to the first Jew.
No, but again, the Jew part 100, he's got to pay 110.
Right.
Now he's going to give the 100 to J2, and he's going to ask for 110 back.
But then J2 is also going to be paying back.
Let's see.
Just like J2 is borrowing 110 from him and paying back
110. Right. No, or not. We'll see. Not necessarily. Look inside. Rabosai, look inside, please. You with me, Jacob? Thank you so much. You're the best. Okay. 5 lines on the top of the page. Tana Rabbana. Malve Yisrael Ma'osav Shel Nachri Midas HaNachri Avalo Midas Yisrael. Ketzad. Yisrael Shelava Ma'os Min HaNachri. So a Jew, J1, borrowed money from the Nachri Beribis. Ubike Shlakzir now wants to pay back. And Matzo Yisrael Acher. The Amalot, namely, and the second Jew, J2, says, give it to me. The Ani A'alelecho Kederek Sh'ata Ma'alelo. And I'll give you back 110, and you'll give it back to the guy. Osir. The Gemara says that's Osir. Okay?
He's telling him, give me back 110.
Give me back 110.
And how much is he taking?
I'm going to give the 110 back to the guy.
How much is he getting from
the guy? It's a $100 loan with a $10 ribbis.
10% of ribbis.
The Im. He'emidu eitzel nachri, the Gemara says, but if he gave it straight to the nachri, then it's mutter. That's case 1. Hold on. Case 2. V'chein nachri shalava ma'os mi Yisrael. If a Gentile borrowed money from a Jew, beribis, ubikesh akzim, and I wants to give it back, matzo Yisrael acher. Now a new Yisrael comes along, J2. From a little t'neim li v'ani el elecha, give it to me, and I'll give me the money, and I'll give it back to you. But if it goes straight back to the Jew, then awesome. Now,
you can't take ribbis from a goy or a
You're allowed to take ribbons from a guy.
Why does he say you can't?
It's because of the juice involved. That's the problem. Now, okay, now...
You're paying $110, and then you're getting back
The guy is getting the... Again.
$100.
Now, Rabosai, slow down. Just give me a chance. Again, the details are not so important. The details are not so important. So now, look. Bishlema Seifa Lechumra. The Seifa I get... The Reisha I don't get. Now, why? Why do I get the Reisha, not the Seifa? Bishlema Seifa Lechumra, Ela Reisha, Kevan De'ein Shlichus Lenachri, Ihu, Niu, De'kashakel Mine. Now, that's the key line. One second. Stay with me. Guy lends money to J1. J1 is now going to pass that money on to... On to J2.
$110.
He's going to give him 100.
He's giving 100.
That's different.
That's the case. He's giving 100. And now J2 is giving 110.
Then there's no... Why should there be a coin? It's the same thing as if there's no coin involved.
Bishlema Seifa Lechumra Ela Reisha Kevan De'ein Shlichus Lenachri Ihu De'koshakil Mine. Rashi Ela Reisha Diktani Im Ha'emidu Eitzel Nachri Mutter. Now, Rabosa, this is the kasha. Listen to the kasha carefully. Stay with me. You want some legal language? Yes. Some legal language? Yes. I'll give you some legal language. Yes. To whom does J2 have privity of contract with?
J1.
J2's relationship is with J1. Okay? That's the legal relationship. But what's J2 going to do? The Gemara says that J2 basically just gives the money, 110 to Nachri, it's permissible. And the Gemara says, I don't get that. That's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because who does J2 really have to be paying?
J1.
He has to pay J1. He has privity of contract to J1. So what's really happening over here, legally, halachically, listen carefully, is J1 loans to J2 at ribbis. J2 pays the guy who is the shliach of J1.
But there's no
shlichus
for
a guy. Well, hold on. He's the shliach of J1. Therefore, that's an iser transaction. Essentially, J1, guy now really gives the money back to J1. And then J1 gives the money back to guy. But there's no shlichus lenachri. If there's no shlichus lenachri, then who essentially, he's not giving it to Nachri b'Torah, he's giving it to, so why is it permissible? That's the context of the discussion.
The end is the same. The money is getting to the same person and starting from the same person.
But you have the fact that the money is, you skip, but legally, halakhically, you're jumping steps, and the real steps that are happening are ribbis steps. This is the kasha of the Gemara. Now I'm skipping. You want to learn Bava Metzia and Ezu Neshech? It's rich with these kind of cases. Not so easy, but important cases. Now skip with me for a second, please. The Gemara now goes through a bunch of gyrations. I'm going to read the gyrations very quickly, but the two gyrations that we're going to go through are gyrations and not important. Skip to, we're skipping a section, go to Rav Ashi Omar. First word on the line. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Rav Ashi Omar. Ki amrinon ein shlichus lanachri. When do we say ein shlichus lanachri? Hani mili betruma. Aval b'chol ha-Torah kula yeh shlichus lanachri. So Gemara just suggested a big chiddush. That what? That yeh shlichus lanachri in kol ha-Torah kula. The Gemara doesn't like that. Not true. Had Rav Ashi brutehi. That's just not true. There is no shlichus lenachri, even kol ha-Torah kula. That's one gyration. Ika damri, Amar Rav Ashi, Ki aminan ein shlichus l'nachri. When do we say ein shlichus l'nachri? Hani mili inhu l'didan. That's if he's a shliach for us. Aval anan l'didu havinu l'shliach. And the Gemara once again says, Rav Ashi brute, not true. There's no shliach either way, goy to Jew, Jew to goy. But here comes the line. Now go to Ravina. I'm skipping down to Ravina. And this is the line that we need to underline. This is the line that's going to be the basis of our Tosis. Says Ravina. Mihi dishlichus l'nachri lesle. Is there shlichus for nachri? No. But zechia miderabonon isle midi dahave akotan. But there is zechia for a nachri, just like you have what? Zechia for a katan. Ooh. 1 second. Now, the Gemara says, wait a second. Katan? No. Is a guy the same as a katan as far as zechia is concerned?
No.
A katan is better. Why? Because a katan is going to be a gadol, and therefore katan afal gadol esle shlichus isle zechia. Now you see the next word. What's the next word? What's the next word? Mide. That word needs to be in brackets because some people are gores the word. And some people are not gores the word, with huge nafkaminas. So a katan doesn't have shlichus, but does he have skia?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Because he projects. He projects shlichus. Right now he doesn't have shlichus, but in 2 years will he have shlichus? Yes. Therefore, he has zechia. Now, I'm branching off. Therefore, the rabbis gave him a current status of being a zechia, and therefore he has midrabanan zechia even today. Or therefore, he maybe even has zechia deoraisa, even though he doesn't have what? Shlichus. Shlichus he doesn't have, because as we suggested, perhaps because he is not a bardas, therefore he can't do minui. Shlichus azchia, since he projects shlichus, he has. What about a katan? What about a guy? What about a guy? A guy has no shlichus, and he doesn't even have zechias derabanan even, because he's not projecting
to be a Jew.
He doesn't project shlichus. That is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Very important Gemara. That Gemara is lurking in our Tosis. Now back to our Tosis. Rabos, I really need to finish this Tosis today. So back to our Tosis. I'm going to do Tosis out of order because I want you to see, just pedagogically, I think there is some logic to do it in the way I'm going to do it. Rabos, I told you to put a number two in. Look at, wait, do you see what I've told you? Put number two in your Tosis?
Yes.
Wilk?
Yes, please.
So Tosis says, towards the end of Tosis, Ulefi Svarim de Garcina, Bebava Metzia, Zechia Miha Isle, Velo Garas Midrabanan, the Matzila Mema de Isle Zechia Mina Torah. The Ove Kochavim Katan, Kavan de Bali Hiskayer, Chashvinan Le Ki Yisrael Katan. In other words, is this guy projecting Jew right now?
Yes.
He's projecting Jew because he's coming for Geirus. Is he a katan who's projecting godless?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Therefore, erase the rabbanon, islay zechia. why does he have zechiya now min haTorah? The ain lo shlichos min haTorah, but he has zechiya avahacha zchus gamru lo yesh lo. And tells right shlichos, but what he means is zechiya, which is shlichos. And why does his katnus and akumnus not block him? Because his akum is not blocking, because he's projecting yid right now. And his katnus is not blocking him.
Because he's projecting.
Because he has shlichus. What's the problem that he doesn't have? Minui. And if it's a schus, anan sahadeh, we supply the minui. And if I were to ask you now, according to the second approach in Tosis, is this goy, ger, a Jew d'oraisa? Yes, and is the nafkamina going to be mago by yayin kosher?
No.
You're going to have a much more doraisa dika nafkamina,
no.
And that is tosis premise. That's the second approach in tosis, premised on zechiyas midin shlichos. If I'm asking, does a cotton have shlichos? What's the real answer?
He does have
shlichos. What's his chisaron? His chisaron is minui, and the problem of minui can be solved. In what case? When it's an absolute schus.
Right.
Because do we know for sure? You see, a shliach he doesn't have. Why? Because he has options. Do I want this? Do I not want this? And if he can't express his choice, shevialta say no shlichos. But if it's an absolute schus, then do we know what his ratzon's going to be?
Yes.
Yes, and therefore we do the minui for it. It's an assumed minui. Tomorrow's shir. So listen to what I'm saying. It's going to be based on the words I'm about to say. According to Tosas, Anan Sahadi. What does Anan Sahadi mean? We testify. There's an assumed minui. A presumptive minui. So if I'm asking you, does Zechia of a Katan, according to Tosas, need a minui? What's the answer? The answer is he needs a minui. He needs a minui, but we assume it. We can assume the minui. We supplement the dots. Yeah. Okay. Now, Adkan first answer Tosis. Now we're jumping backwards, back to the future. Let's go back to the first part of Tosis. So Tosis says, "Venire leri." We have a problem of a guy. He's a guy. He's a katan. So how can he do zechiyah if it's mitin shlichus? V'nira l'ri. So says Taisvis, you know what the proper gear says in Bav Metzia? Don't erase the drabban. Does a katan have zechiyah? Yes, but only mideh rabban. V'nira l'ri. D'hachanami d'zachin lo midrabbanan. Kedamina hasem. D'katan islay zechiyah midrabbanan. V'afal gav d'akati ovid kochavim hu. Even though he's still what? He's a guy. Ha'asi lichal shlichus. Is he projecting Jew?
Yes.
So that solves the guy problem. Inami, or in the alternative, came into Bahach Zechiah.
How does that make sense?
He's going to be a Jewish
Jew. If he's going to be a Jew, then we let him marry.
Then midrabanan, we lift the impairment of guy and give him ski midrabanan. Same as cut. Same as cut. How does it make sense by cut? How does it make sense by cut? I'm telling you that the Rabbanon are looking at this guy. I'll give you a quasi Hasidic report, but I don't mean it in a Hasidic way. There is a comment that's don't get too excited. There's a comment that is made by Rav Yosef Engel, the Gilyone Hashas, who is a super duper Litvisha Gadol b'Yisrael, genius, an absolute genius. He says, not in this context, but every single guy that converts, he says it a little differently, I'm going to use it now, a guy that converts has a pintala yid in them. He has a Jewish neshama in him. That's what drew him to Geirus. So, I'm going to use that idea of not really. I don't mean this really. But even as a goy, like a cotton, you see a cotton, you understand why a cotton's projecting Jew, a godless, if everything goes according to plan, he is going to emerge as a gadol. And therefore, now the Chacham see him as a rabbinic bar shlichus. Midrabana, we can, yeah, Midrash is not a shliach, can't be a shliach. But we're gonna give him a din of zchia because he's not out of the parsha of shlichus, he's projecting shlichus. So this particular Akum, not any Akum, this particular Akum, right now, as he's about to do what? Going to the mikvah, Lashem Gerus, he's already projecting Yisrael. We can give him, we can overcome Midrabana, his impairment of Goy, and say you have shlichus. And therefore, how does this work? It works midin zechia derabana. So, is he a Jew? Yes or no?
No.
He's a Jew midrabana. And now Tos is going to get himself into a mess. So, how can he marry a Jewish girl? Because on a doraisa level, he's a what? He's a goy. And there's an isavlos ischatim ba. How can this Jewish girl marry him? So Tosis says, crazy chiddush. A crazy chiddush. Like crazy chiddush. Yesh koach biyad chachamim, lakor davar min haTorah, bekum v'yaseh. Crazy. Wait. Stop with the Bas Kayin. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't burn her or him. They wouldn't burn her.
They wouldn't.
Why not? Because the rabbis came along and said, the Isser of Lo Sischatein Bum, we are lifting the Isser.
Why?
It's amazingly radical power. In fact, this Tosis is a stunning and radical chiddush, so much so that the parallel Tosa Sanhedrin, which I'd like you to see, says no way. If anything, Yeskok Biach Chachamim La Kor Davar Min HaTorah Be Shev Ve'Al Taseh. Can they tell you on Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos not to shake a lulav?
Yeah.
Sit back and don't do a mitzvah that they can do. Not to blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
But can they go ahead and tell you, oh yeah, you're only a Jew midrabanan, but will allow you to marry a Jewish girl, and she can marry you? Says Tosis, yes. Then Tosis goes further and says, is that a chiddush? That's a pretty crazy chiddush. So if that's the case, our Gemara Ksuvis is looking for the chiddush over here. And what to come up with? What's the chiddush? That becoming a Jew is a zechus, even though you might think it's you not want to live behavkeirus, becoming a Jew is a zechus. So Tos says, why don't we bring this chiddush? That yes, koach biyad chacham lakar davar natar bekum v'yaseh. That's an even bigger chiddush. See what Tos answers? Yeah. Pick one or two. There are two chiddushim over here. Picked one, could have picked the other one. Pick one out of two. Let's see that inside. I just want to make sure I'm not making this up. What?
Is it possible he only said it because of the crusades?
What?
Is it possible he only said it because of the crusades?
Stop. Stop. Eli Rubin is trying to say something that I find highly objectionable.
What?
And he's saying that maybe just because the contemporaneous, the history of what's going on in France and German Jewry at that time, so they came up with this din. I don't know, but all I'm saying is it's lo zu hidaka shel Torah. That a fundamental yesod and chiddush that Tos is suggesting is just based on certain historical. Let me clarify what I mean to say. Rav Soloveitchik and many others, there might have been motivations for different takanos chazal, and I don't think this has anything to do with that. I have nothing to do with crusades, but there might be different motivations. The bottom line is it's irrelevant to the halakhic analysis. The halakhic analysis is the halakhic analysis irrespective of historical considerations.
The rabbis might be allowed to be la'ak or davar, but does it mean they could be la'ak or davar in any circumstance?
The answer, Tos is saying yes. Tos saying yes, koach. They have a koach. They don't exercise their koach all the time, but they have that koach. And that koach itself, not because of pikuach nefesh, not because of it's a koach they have, and it's and manifesting itself in this sugya. Rabosai, let's go. Let's finish up. Let's finish up so I can start normal tomorrow. Guys, a little too labored today. Venerally. So says Tosis, the Re says it's a Zechia Drabana. Inami. Okay, Vim Tomer. Skip to Vim Tomer. Hechi have a Germi Drabana, Visharim like Basisro, the Kidusha Kidushin, Hamina Torah, Ovikal Komu, Vishome, the Kasava Commandome, the Sharaba, Yvamas Paytes, the Yeskok, the Kahom, Akhdomina Torah, Bukumbia say, the Hipparech. My kamas, our gemara says, my kamas. What's the chiddush? I'm not listening to you. Kamas alone. This could be a chacham. I could be davening a Torah. We could be a say. So gemara say. He says the chabi trei time to tani milkad. It gave us one or two reasons. Now, that's our tos. What the takeaway since tos are twofold. Number one, zechia is midin shlichos, which means he's got to contend with this gemara and daf membeis. Number two, when we say yesh. A cotton has zechia, Tosis has two pshatim. Pshat number one is he only has zechia midirabanan, and then the chiddush over here is yesh kol piach chamar dominator. Chiddush number two is no, he has zechia midio raisa, and the lumdus that we're suggesting is that he has no chisaron shlichos, he has a chisaron minui, and that gets solved with what? Now, if you're the Rashba, who says Zechiah does not work midin shlichus? Zechiah does not work midin shlichus. And the Ritva. Then what is this Gemara saying? I'm going to throw out two quick possibilities and we pick it up tomorrow. Possibility number one is like Rashi. Yafet. Is that this Sugya is not midin Zechiah, but it's midin Apotropos. And Apotropos is not midin Zechia. That's one possibility. There's a beautiful Tosis in Sanhedrin, which we'll start with tomorrow, but I just want to say over now. Tosis in Sanhedrin says, normally when I use the word shliach, what is the shliach doing on behalf of the Mishalech? What is the shliach doing? He's number one, supplying the Maisa. Maisa Kenyan. Maisa Kiddushin, Maisa Gerushin. Number two is supplying the Das. The Das Kenyan, the Das Gerushin, the Das Kiddushin. Is that what's happening over here in the case of Matbil Nosal Das Bezdin? Who is doing the Maisa Gerushin? Who's doing the Tzvila? The kid. Who's getting the Mila? The kid. This is not a normal case of Shlichus at all. A normal case of shlichos, who's doing everything?
The shaliach.
The shaliach. Here, who's doing everything? So this has nothing to do with regular shlichos. It's not shlichos. It's not shlichos. It's something totally different. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Have an excellent day.
I reserve first class here.